Yeah, on Simen Lamed Dalet, the middle of Sif Beis, so let's again start Sif Beis. We had learned in Sif Aleph, there's a machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, how the parshiyos of the Tulin have to be mesuter in the bottom. Rashi learns that the Seder is the way they are written in the Torah, Kaddish, Vayikriyach, Shema Boyim, Shemoya, and the Rabbeinu Tam learns that the two Havayis are Be'emtza, Shema Vohoyim Shemoya, Shema Vohoyik V'yacha Vohoyim Shemoya, and then Shema. So Yirei Shemayim Yeitze Yedei Shneim V'yase Shtei Zugeis Tfilin. He should make two pairs of Tfilin. V'yiniach Shneim. He should put on both tefillin at one time. So he is sure when he's learning Krishna that he is wearing tefillin. V'yechaven b'hanachosam, and he should be mechaven when he's legging the tefillin, that b'oisam shem alibe de'uchasa ane yoytze yedei chebosi. That means I'm wearing two pairs of tefillin. One pair is posel, one pair is kosher. Which pair do I want to be yotze with? The ones which are alibud aloche that are kosher. Ani yotze yidei chebosi ba'ashar heim kiratzuis ba'ome. The other tefillin are like kiratzuis ba'ome. I have no intent to be yotze with the second pair of tefillin. And so he's wearing two tefillin b'bas achas, and he's mechaven not to be yoytze with the tefillin which are not oiskalten al pi halacha. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Meches, sherei mimon nefshech echad mehem posel. One of these are posel la halacha, v'chenal b'sif kotten Aleph. V'davke bozer. Now, if he will think, this kavona, I only want to be yotzim with the kosher one, so then, eini oiver al bal toisif, then he's not oiver on bal toisif. Sheyesh bozer shtayim lamal yusam. That means if he thinks this kavone, I only want to be yotze with the kosher one, so then he accomplished with this that he's not oivel bal toisef. And when is one not oivel bal toisef? She'echot mehem uposel. Number one is posel. That means there's an issa the eraisa of Baal Tosef. So now the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, let's speak about the issa of Baal Tosef for 1 minute. There's allowed to be Moisef on a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the Shitas HaChinuch, that means if there are two conditions. Condition number one, that he's being moisif something that's puzzle. Condition number two, and the thing that he is moisif is not attached to the chepetz that he's doing the mitzvah with. We'll explain this soon. So if you have these two conditions, number one, it's a davar haposel, and number two, it is not attached. Avol. Now we'll see what he's telling us. Iminiach shnei zugei tefillin kshedim. What if a person puts on two tefillin? The Torah says, "V'hoyo l'cho the mishmur sivkot meches." Simin lamedal sivkot meches. If a person puts on two pairs of tefillin, he wants to be ultra full. The Torah said, "V'hoya lacha ma'is al yadcha." The Torah said that you should have an ice. So one ice is good. I'm going to have two ices on here, a double ice, so it should be doubly good, a double ice. So if a person will put on two pairs of kosher tefillin, so he's over an Issa, the Raisa of Baal Taisis. I mean, the Torah said you should put on one ice. You want to be Maisir. So you're doing the mitzvah doubly. So the male, that's an Issa, the Raisa of Baal Taisis. Case number one. Aval miniach shnei zugeis tefillin k'sheichet. So that means he's Maisir on the mitzvah. That's called the Hisafah. And the Torah said, make one ice, I'm making two ices. So that's an issa the ice of Baal Taisib. Oi, she'atvilin shel roish also shel chamisha batim. The Torah says, tatfas, there should be four batim, and I'm going to make five batim. Now, when I make five batim, I got news for you. By adding a fifth bias, the tilim become puzzled. Because you need that it should be loya, the outer bias should be loya pnei ava. So you need that the fourth bias should be loya pnei ava. This fifth bias is not a bias, and that makes that the fourth bias is not loya pnei ava. So it's puzzle. The tefillin are puzzle. But since the fifth bias is attached to the four batim, that's also called the Hisafah. That means even though I added on something, which through what I added on is a Dova apostle, but if I'm attaching it to the Dvar Mitzvah, so that also is considered a Hisafah. So in order to be Eimah and Issa, the Eiraisa of the Hisafah, it can be done through one of two ways. Either it is not attached, but I'm doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is I should put on one ice. I'm putting two ices. So then I'm even Issa the ice. Or case number two, I feel I'm not doing a kosher mitzvah. I'm adding on another bias to the four batim. It's possible. But since I attached the fifth bias, since I attach the fifth bias to the four batim, I'm also Eva and Yisrael the Araisa. Now let us just think for 1 minute. Now, this person put on two pairs of tefillin. He put on Rashi's tefillin, Rabbi Netam's tefillin. So this person, Afilu, he'll think, I want to be Yitzhak with both of them. I want to be Yitzhak with both of them. So he's not even Issa de Raisa Baltoisef because you don't have one of the two conditions in order to be over Baltoisef. Number one, the second tefillin is possible. So it's not called a Isofer if it's possible. And number two, since it's not attached to the other pairs, it's also not called a Isofer. So in order to be able to Baltoisef, you need one of two cases. Either both are kosher or one is attached. So, since here I don't have this, so Philo, he would think, I want to be Yitzhak with both. I want to be Rashi and Rabbeinu. I want to be Yitzhak with both. He also wouldn't be over about Yitzhak. I mean, not Torah. Vavayim bebir agosh mash midvov dafilo babay sachmishi lechibo oisir legamre im habo batim rak bekshir abarm. Philo, he didn't glue it together, he didn't sew it together, he just tied it together. Then he'd be over about Taisir. But in this case, we don't have this, so therefore, this machshove is only to be matzel him from about Taisir the Rabbonah. Now that's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkot Mazayim. So therefore, he should think, I don't want to be Yitzhak Bechlau with the Pasul of one. So now, there would have been a Baal Taisib the Rabbonim. So by thinking I only want to be yaitzah with the kosher one, there's no baltais of midrabanan either. So now let us just say 1 minute. So the vow the machaba said, we have here a machleikus apayskim. And the vow the machaba was not machriya how we paskin. He says, Rashi holds like this, the Rabbeinu Tam holds like this, Boilam is noyig like Rashi, but that was not a hachro in the machleikus. The Boilam feels the chagindlis of machleikus apayskim. Some emailer, so your minig is to wear Rashi's, no problem. The minig is to wear the Benetams, no problem. If you are Yeresha, Mayim, but you think, Abul Maisa could be, I'll come after 120 years and Bezen Shamal, and they'll tell me, I never wore tefillin my whole life. So I want to, I learn Krishna without tefillin. So Yeresha, Mayim has a Eitzer. He'll take care of this problem. He'll put on both tefillin b'basachas, put on Rashi Zmenetam and the Yad in the Rosh, and he's wearing both tefillin. And then he'll make a tnai, only want to be yoitze with the kosher tefillin. So then, Moiridik, but he accomplished a gewalt with that, so now he won't have any problem with this. Now, Vim Einoi. Oh, so now that we didn't finish the lashon of the Mechaba, Ki Mokim Yesh Baroish Loniach Shtei Tefillin. That means a person can do it because the head is big enough that a person can put two tefillin, one behind the other. We learned yesterday you put Rashi in the front and Rabbi Natan behind it, that's number one. And number two, you can, and by the Zroya also, you can do this. You can, by the Zroya, you can put also Rashi and Rabbi Natan one behind the other. So that's what the Mechabel says. So there's place to wear two pairs of tefillin. So therefore, by putting on two pairs of tefillin and making this tnai, Meiridik, so he was yaitze according to all the days. Now, let us go a little further in the Mechaba, or Simon Lamedalit, we're in the middle of Siv Beis. The Dafnun test.
When you have two pairs, you cannot let interrupt for a
second. We'll talk about interrupting, so he's wearing two children. I'm going to say how he puts them on in a minute. But the Hesach Hadass is no different from one pair, two pairs. If you ask me, Mr. Hadass from the Tefillin, one pair is also the same problem. Not two is more. It's not two. It's only one kosher and one posel. The two, it's not. You don't have two. You have one. But I don't know which is the kosher one. Maybe it's not weird too. But it's not more chomer than the Hesach Hadass of one pair. So, v'im eino yideya. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us Pshat, the Lashon of the Mechaba, and it's very interesting, and we'll try to explain it. Now, so let us try. We want, if a person is Yirei Shemai, so he wants to make sure he's wearing a kosher pair of tefillin, so he puts on two b'basachas. Now, how is he going to make the bracha? Now he has to make the bracha. He has a problem. The bracha already is a problem. Shalgashi is possible, so he makes a shalgashi. So then, so the Rashi is not kosher at all. What did he do? So the ideal oifen to do it is as follows: he's going to put on two tefillin on the show on the zroya. Put on two tefillin. He didn't tighten them yet. Make sure both are in the right place. Then he can take the resuas of both. Baruch Hashem, show me his voice of the Sibon Olaniach Tumas. Takes both. And he'll start doing that. Now this, and he'll do the same thing by the Shalosh. If he makes a tune on the Shalosh, puts both of them there. And then I'll mix those two. I'll tighten both two. This person, Mamish, he's terrific because he solves all problems. That means he's wearing the right pair of tefillin, which he doesn't know which it is, Abba Reisholm knows, and he made a bracha on the right pair of tefillin without a hefsek. Meredik. So he's mamish meredik. That's if he can do such a thing. Now, shneiim yachad, now let us see. Let's just see the mechaber. V'im eino yedeya lechaven hamokim ulaniach shneiim yachad. What if he is not such a capable person? No. You have to put it in the right place, and you're gonna, you'd be mechaber yet, and each one will be in the right place, and it doesn't juggle a little further down, a little further up. You have to be a stickle athlete. Whatever you have to be, I'll confirm it. That you put one over the other. Rashi is over the other time. No. There's no pasul about chitzitza. That is space mishkevela. Our kaponim, it seems, to do this, and it should be mamish both in the right place, and to do it, and they don't move, you have to, it's a cult. So listen like this. He's not so agile to do this mamash, but one hiddik, and it's sure he doesn't move it on the right place. He's not such a mumche. But he's a reisha mayim al kaponim, but he doesn't have this eitze. Yoniach kedivrei ha'echod shal yad v'shal rosh. So then we'll tell them like this. So take one. Again, the Mechaber did not say his opinion how we pass it. So but we'll see later. So my mail from the Mechaber says, you can't do two. Fine. So do one. We'll see what you do. Do one. Put on the one pair. Let's see, you'll put on Rashi first. You'll make the bracha on the Rashi, we'll see in a minute for that Rashi, and now I'm able to adjust it good, one pair of tefillin don't to be such a mumche, you put it in its place, fine. Then, right afterwards, I'm going to take the Rabbeinu Tam, but now I know, I see exactly where the places were to put it, I'll put the Rabbeinu Tam over it, and I won't make any broche, we'll see the broche that I made on Rashi will go on the Rabbeinu Tam. It means like this, this hiddur of mamish bebas achas, I couldn't do, because if I do bas achas, the tuna will move out of the space. So I'll do first one, and afterwards the other, and we'll see, and I'll be mechavim when I make the broch on the first one, that it should patter the second one. That means if the first one is not filling, so it should patter the second one. But, oh, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Sure, the Rishonim had it already. Yeah, Rashi the Maizam. No, but now, so... Okay, we'll talk about it. 100%, because the Rabbi Shalom knew, I'll tell you something too in a minute. The Rabbi Shalom, he didn't see the Parshias, he saw the Kesher. The Kesher is the Machlokes in Rashi and the Rabbi Netam. The Shaila is what the Parshias, first of all, number one, number two, the Rabbi Shalom is different Parshias, become Chayyus, so it doesn't have our Parshias. So the Rabbi Shalom's Parshias is no Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Netam. And our Parshias is the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabbi Netam. But let me just tell you something, where did I see this? I think maybe the Piskei Tshuva brings this down, Mamish. Something that's pillay ploim, but this is, there was one of the Rishonim wrote a sefer, Shailas Min HaShemayim. He was from the Rishonim and he asked Shailas, and so he had a good connection. So he wanted to find out, you know, which tefillin you wear, Shailas Min HaShemayim. So he got such an answer. The answer is the machlokes to Rabbi Shalom and Pamal Yeshamayla. B'Shamayim is also machlokes. That's what B'Shamayim is Ba'oret also. So maybe the Baruch Hu Mu'arashi is filling it, but Mali Shemal Yehel Yishuwe the Rebbe Natam is filling it. And Bekitsa, so you wear two? That's, if you want to be Yotze, you wear two. That's a very interesting lotion that Shalos HaTshuvos, that's when Agavulcha will come to later, I mean the Mekabolim held that you have, there's an Inyan of both. There's an Inyan of Rashi and the Rabbi Natan. And the Meshibur just says in Bir Aloche, Abi Kabbalah, it could be like that. But learning Shulchan Aruch, we see in Shulchan Aruch, we did not hold like that. The Shulchan Aruch, it was looked at as this, a machloik, I don't know who we paskel like. So therefore, with this matzav, the Shulchan Aruch says an eitzah, what to do, what not to do. So Kabbalim, Abi Kabbalah could be this aninya. But I can't say Abi Kabbalah, the Ben Tamsvila is greater than Rashi's tefillin, and therefore the tikkunim that one can acquire from the Rabbi Natan was greater than Rashi, therefore you should wear both. That's what the Kabbalah say. But they say, but a person who's wearing both, that means he's capable to accomplish both tikkunim, but not everybody has this capability. About kaponim, that again, that's volume beyond our comprehension, but we're learning Shulchan Aruch, like Poshet to Yidden, that there's a machlokes, one is kosher, one is posel, and we are groping to see what would be the best eitzah, what to do. So the first eitzah, the Mechaber said, if you're agile enough that you can put both tefillin b'basachas and make a hiddik both basachas, then it's leila leila. You made a broche, you made a hiddik, and the shalyad and shalrosh in gevaldik. Now the Mechaber says, what if you're unable to do this? That's the lotion of the Mechaber. So the Mishibur learns, if he'll make a double hiddut, he won't be able to put it in the right mokim. So that is not the Eitzah. So yaniach kedivrei echot. So take, so whatever is, whatever you want, take one of the tefillin. Yaniach shayad v'shalosh, and you make a broche, and you put on the shayad v'shalosh, that we skipped this, the v'salkim yad where we were. V'yaniach acherom al smach broche rishoyne, and then we'll wear the second pair of tefillin. Now let us see the Mishabah. Well, he didn't say anything. He didn't commit himself. Whatever you want. The Mechaber over here held, it's 50-50. I'm not telling you what to do. I don't know what to do. So take one and make a bracha on it, and then put on the other one next to it. That means now you can fiddle around a little bit because you're not making one hiddik on two. So now make now you can make it in the right place and put on the second one. And the bracha that you made on the first one will pass to the second one.
Rashi and the Rambam never met.
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge.
Very
clever. I don't know. If there's some... Yeah, okay. The Baal Hid brought the Rambam. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shneihem yachad. Perish, kshiyahadik shneihem bebasachas. If he can't do this, that means if you put on both the basachas lo yuchal lechaven hamokim, he will not be able to pinpoint the place you call echod munach al mekaymei kedim. He can't do this. It would be beautiful, but he can't do it. Al kain tzorich lekashchon al koponim. So the next best eitzah is to put on the second pair tefillin, take him zeh achar zeh, b'li hefsik. So put on one after the other. Don't speak out. V'imoyel habroche shebirch mitchila gam al tefillin hashni. So I made first a broche, and then the broche will go on the tefillin shni. V'zeh ma shekosel mechaber besomach. That's what he says. V'yoniach ha'cheirim. Now we'll see the lotion. Yeah. V'yoniach, the Salkim Yad erases. V'yoniach acherim, they should put on the second one. Al smach brocha horishoyne. And the first brocha will part of the second one. Dahainu, that's pshat, shiyaniach hazug hasheni, eitzel hazug horishoyne. you put on the second pair after you, next to the first pair. Now, actually, you don't know how to make it with one hanoch. So he says, "Yeniach kiriv reechot shal yod b'shalosh, yeniach o'acheirem asmach brocha rishayim." Vim lo yuchal, then we'll see later what if he can't do the seder. Keitzoch, loimu gesinu yisal kemiyad. Kiriv reechot. Now he says, put on first one. Hamechaber sosam tmorim. The mechaber did not give his opinion which one he should put on first. Because the Mechaber was going according to the Shittas, it's a 50-50 Machlok. I mean, I don't know, I'm not telling you what to do. Lefi Achros Achroinim, the Achroinim hold Meikir Adim, we pass them like Rashi. It's Tavi Yisrashis Mechabrochot from the Rashi. So according to the Achroinim, it's really preferable if Meikir Adim we hold the Tulun's Rashi to make please the Broche and Rashi, and you know you Yaitu with the Broche. Now,
would one choose not wearing two pairs of clothes?
I don't think so. I think by the Rishonim early. By the Rishonim, I think. What? Yeah, okay, no, because when it started from. I don't know. I really don't know what to tell you. If not, the Gemara is good. They just bring down, they once found. They found a Pshashi's Tulin by from 100 years before the Gemara. They found Rashi's Tulin. Rashi's Tulin?
No, from Yeshua. You
know? No?
From that time, they found Tulin. And Mekada, in Shalan.
Yeah.
No, the miracle over here, it was identical to what like today.
But how was it? How would they say that? That's a shame.
They found it. Find it. The partial perfect, but the way the part feels.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Shabbos Gemaldik. Okay. But the shout. But the say of the parshis. The say of the parshis. Yes. Yeah. It was Geniza. So they that's what they say. It was Geniza. So that's why it was like Rashi. Well, Rashi is possible, but the Gemara Kashi. It's not possible that Rashi changed the Parshis. Why were they going this? So that's why this is a Rashi. Anyway, but let's just go over here. So let's see. So yeah, Kedib Reich. The Mechaber saw some dvorot. The fee what? No, by the Shal Rosh was put in the Seder was put away Rashi said like everyone knows there's one Seder out to write it. The Shaila is how to put it after it was written Kaseda. So Yad now at this. Now we're gonna have something very interesting. Shal Yad v'Shal Rosh. So now the Machab, so he says, so I'm gonna make first a broche on pair Aleph. Shal Yad v'Shal Rosh, and then I'm going to put on Pair Beis, and the broche that I made on Pair Aleph will go on Pair Beis. That's the second best thing to do. Now, L'Mechaber b'Broche Achas. According to the Mechaber, I make one broche. Mechaber holds that when you put on Tfilin, you make L'Niach on the Shal Yad v'Shal Rosh. So, and according to the Rambam, we make two brachas, L'Niach and Al Mitzvah. So now, let's go one at a time, and we're going to figure out what we accomplished over here. So he says like this, L'Mechaber b'brocha achas. He's going to make one bracha, L'Fi minageinu b'shtei brachas. So first you put on one pair of tefillin, you say L'Niach, then you say L'Niach and Al Mitzvah. And then I'm going to put on the second pair too. On top, yeah. Kashi number one. Kashi says, look what I did. I put on first one, Laniach, Tvillin. And then I'm having that this L'Niach, I'm going to put on in 3 minutes, I'm going to put on the second Shal Yad. So I want L'Niach should tata the second one. That's a halber tala. So, good. Maybe this is the right one, maybe this is not the right one. So, kaponim, this is, I'm making the lanias to pata the second one. Like the Mishnah Brura, but I'm children, but you made laniach, and then you put on the shalosh of the first one. So, number one, so this pula, I make laniach, the pata this, and then I put on another pair of tulin. So the shalosh should be a heftik between the bracha that I made on the shalyat to the next shalyat. That means I put on, I said laniach, I'm putting on shalyat. So if I put on another shalyat right away, no, so it's going on both of them. I said laniach, and then I do something else. I put on the shalosh. So l'chayre kashin number one. So the hanocha shalosh should be a hemsik between the bracha to the second zuk tefillin. That's the first kashin. That's kashin number one. ואף הפי שמפסיק ביניהם בהנוכס אשר ראש של הזוג הראשון, he's being מפסיק, he made לניח, and then he's putting on another pair of tefillin before he puts on the second שליח, קשן number one. In קשן number two, וגם בהברוך שמבורך אולו, עולה לפי מנהגנו, he makes a ברוכה. According to our minig, What do you do now? They made laniach. Fine. The laniach is going on the second pair also. I think this one. Fine. Then I make a broche al mitzvah tefillin. So the broche al mitzvah tefillin is a hefsik between the laniach and the second hanocha tefillin. That means let's say a very good marshal. I make a brocha lohaniach, and I want this to pata, and then I'll tell Shalom Aleichem. So this brocha, so it's mafsik between the brocha and the second hanoche. I'm saying the whole brocha, brocha Hashem, shikshan mitzvah, yisvon ha-mitzvah tzilu, and I'm still saying that this brocha will pata the second zug. How can it pata? I was mafsik b'dibo. So he's asking two kashas. Number one, I'm mafsik b'maise. I made lohaniach, and before I put on the second pair, I'm doing a maise of anochal sholos. And number two, I'm mafsik b'dibo. So how does it help? That's the kasha. Afalohi shapir domi, it's not kefelach. Dashnei broches al tavayu koi. Both the broches, the laniach, and the al mitzvahs go on both. Now, so he says as follows. The Yad Ephraim explains this as follows. Let's speak about the second kasha is a more amuridike kasha than the first kasha. The first kasha that I'm doing a maise is not too gefährlich. Let's say a person makes a broche. A person makes a broche on the mitzvah, and before he does the mitzvah, he does something else. L'chatchili shouldn't do this, but a maise is not a hefsek. That means I didn't speak out. I made a broche, and then I did something else. And then I do the mitzvah. So the pull of what I did, I made a broch, and then there's a telephone call. I lift up the receiver. No one here is calling, and then I do the mitzvah. No, that wasn't proper to do. But I found one passel the broch. I made a broch and I did the mitzvah. The main problem is the second kasha. The second kasha, I made a broch, and I want this broch should go on the second too. And before I put on the second zug lohaniach, I make a mitzvah tefillin. So I spoke out between the first broche and the nocha, the second zug, with a mitzvah tefillin. That's according to the Ramad, we make two broches. That's the main problem. So he says, v'af api she'mavsik b'neyem v'nochas v'gam ha'broche she'mavroche l'alfim v'nageinu. So l'hochi shapir domi, Dashnei broches al tavayu koi. These two broches go on on both of them. It goes on the first pair and on the second pair. So you have to have the same pshat in the Teretz. So the Yad Ephraim says, Amur Yudike Pshat. When we make two broches on the shel Yad and the shel Rosh. So what is pshat in these two broches? So one broch is the Hascholos HaMitzvah, Lo Haniyach, that's the Hascholos. And our mitzvah is the Gemar HaMitzvah. So that's the two broches. That means we're making, this is the Hascholos, this is the Gemar. Look the Yad Ephraim, let's take by one pair of two, that the broch that Ashkenazim make. The Lo Haniyach goes on both. The Haniyach goes, I'm putting on the tefillin. So the Maisa Hanoche, so making a Maisa Hanoche on the Shal Yad, making a Maisa Hanoche Shal Rosh, so when I say Lo Haniyach, I'm having the Shepata the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. Lo Haniyach goes on both. The Al Mitzvah is also going on both. That means now that I have both bottom, I was going with the Mitzvah. So the Al Mitzvah is, now I have the Mitzvah Bishlei Musay. So the Al Mitzvah is also going on both. That means now I have the mitzvah b'shalei musay d'shal yad d'shal rosh. So the laniach and the al mitzvah is going on the shal yad and the shal rosh. Zik the yad afrayim. So this is what I'm doing. Be'etzem, the shal yad and the shal rosh need two brochas. So I'm making the two brochas now right away. I'm making on the first zug, laniach al mitzvah, and I want that this brocha should go. The second one also needs these two brochas. So the Lohaniach and the Al Mitzvah that I'm making on the first one goes on the second one. So there's no problem. These two broches, both Shal Yad and Shal Rosh need two broches. So I made now the two broches on the first pair, and it goes on the second pair. So there's no hefsek. There's no hefsek whatsoever. That is if you do this eitzah. Avo lo yuchol laniach mitchil l'ashtayim al yad mishtei hazugis, v'achar kach ashtayim shal rosh, t'nimtze d'mavsik bein ashal yad l'shal rosh v'anochas ashniyim. That means like this. He says, let's be frum, and we'll do something differently. Let's put on one shal yad, amek laniach. And then I put on the other shal yad, and so niach patos, give baldik. So this was leila leila. Now I'm going to put on this one, and then the other. I'm going to and one will say al mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you made a big boo boo over here. Why? He says like this: If you made lo niach, let us assume for 1 minute that the first one is the right pair. Fine? No problem. The first one is the right pair. Now, so if the first one is the right pair and I make our mitzvahs on the first one of the shalosh, kabbalistic is good. But what is if the second one is the right pair? So I made lohaniach on the second one and now I was mavsik between the second one with abrocha our mitzvahs on the first pair. That's called I was mavsik. This is called a hefsek. That means, after the shel yad, I made a mitzvah, I made a hanoch, a double thing. The hanoch alone is a hefsek. We had learned, when we learned the beginning of Hilchosim, we learned as a din havaya achas l'shteim. One should make sure that the two bottom ones should put on one after the other. So now, if I put on the two shel yads at one shot, so now, and I don't know which one is the right one, so when I'm going to put on the two shal roshim, so the each anoch of shal rosh will be a hefsek for the other shal yad. That means if the second shal yad is right, so now I put on a shal rosh from the first one. So I was mavsek between the second shal yad with a maise, a felt and havaya achas lekulam. Or the same thing, or if the first one is right, so I was mavsik between the if the first one is right, so then I wouldn't have a problem. But if the second one is will be, I'll have a problem with the first one. then I'll have a problem. So that's why he says the eitza is you make one niyah, you put on the whole thing, and then you put on both shayad. No, first the yad and shalosh of one, then shayad and shalosh of the second one.
Sure. So those people, they have to feel they want to be all the time.
One?
They have to feel to walk. Or walk to put in all that.
Why not? 100%.
So why do you not do that?